Peregrine released its annual results today, reporting a 28% slump in headline earnings per share, mainly due to one-off items from the prior period. But the group has warned that volatility is set to be the name of the game for a while yet, making the operating environment a tricky one to navigate. Joining me now is CEO Robert Katz. Thanks so much, Rob, for joining us this evening. So looking at your annual numbers, you've reported a 7% increase in ongoing segmental earnings, headline earnings per share down, as I say, 24%. And while one source that impacted last year's base needs to be taken into consideration there, undeniably, the year to the end of March has been a volatile one. What's your assessment of the year that was and your performance amidst it all?
Hi, Alicia. Yes. So I think you're right. It has been volatile, but I think that, you know, our performance has been good. You know, the main point which I'd like to get across is while earnings have decreased, it is due to 135 million, as you quite rightly pointed out, in the base of last year not being repeated this year, namely the disposal of half of our year earnings from our securities business and one-off performance fees from one of our offshore businesses, which were disposed of a couple of years ago. But on an ongoing basis, as you rightly said, we're 7% up and 9% up on a HEPS point of view. So in the current environment, especially where the lot we've been in the last 12 months, I think that, you know, 7% up on a headline earnings and 9% up on a HEPS earnings is very, very good. Mm. The main reason for it is our Citadel business. And, you know, Citadel, again, have done very, very well. On a three-year earnings point of view, Alicia, our compound earnings growth is 14.5%. This year we did, before our NALA minority, 300 million, and last year we did 270 million. So the earnings growth in Citadel is very strong, and that earnings growth comes through because Citadel is the biggest business in the Peregrine Group and we own 100% of it. That's the primary reason why we are 7% up in terms of headline earnings.
Of course,
on the volatility.
Sorry to interrupt, but of course, on the Citadel side, that is your wealth manager unit. And like you say, again, a major contributor to the boost in earnings that you have seen, because while not untouched, you know, it's that counter-cyclical element that seems to have been bolstering things on that side as clients seek advice, I guess, more so in times like these. Rob, what sense are you getting about the way investors are thinking about their investments right now?
So I think that, Alicia, that's a good question. And, you know, a lot of we've got the whole gamut of clients in the group. We've got investors which are very, very sophisticated, looking for high yield and are therefore happy to take a significant amount of risk in their portfolio. And on the other end of the scale, we've got people retired or close to retirement who want to be in very, very conservative cash-like portfolios. So we've got it all across all our multi-manager businesses. But I think on the whole, if we talk about the average Citadel investor, I think we are seeing conservatism there. We're never going to swing the bat in that business. We're there to maintain and preserve capital and keep the assets for our people. There are other businesses where we take more risk, but that's more risk given to those customers and clients with the intention of taking more risk because they look for yield in those businesses. The search for alpha is there.
Yeah. Having said all of that, you have been under pressure, Rob, from, you know, declining activity on the JSE, and I guess your impairments as far as Java Capital is concerned, evidence of that. And those on the prowl have identified some of the opportunity and seeing it as the time to pounce now. Right now, shareholders vote now on an offer which could potentially see you delisting this group. How do you see things swinging on that end?
In terms of the offer?
Yeah.
But the offer is a 21 Rand cash offer. If you don't want to go for that, there is the reinvestment offer. But, you know, I think that, you know, from a board point of view, the board considered the offer and thought the offer was a fair one. We also got an independent expert opinion to do the valuation. Having got that, we then took it to shareholders. We do have a significant amount of irrevocables already voting in favor. The rest of the shareholder body vote shortly. And I think that at 21 Rand, it's a very fair price. We wouldn't have taken it to the market if we didn't think it was a fair price. Mm-hmm. And really, at the end of the day, it's up to shareholders to vote in favor or not. It is at a significant premium to the relevant VWAP, which was incidentally before the COVID environment. And I think, you know, in this very, very tough COVID environment, I think it's a very fair offer. So let's see what shareholders come back with. But, you know, I do believe that shareholders will be voting in favor of the delisting. It will be, you know, and if that is so, it will be the end of 22 years of as Peregrine as a listed entity on the JSE.
Well, Rob, on that note, let's leave it there. That was the CEO of Peregrine, Robert Katz.